This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York with a flashback to one flip phone, rendered obsolete by the iPhone, but a stylish social status of yesterday. I'm referring, of course, to the Motorola Razr. Picture it now with a foldable screen and a $1,500 price. The once popular thin flip phone will be reintroduced as a device made by Lenovo's Motorola Mobility Unit and marketed by Verizon. Can Motorola revive the flip phone, and how soon can you get your hands on one? That's after these tech headlines. A shuffle at the top of Snap is underway. Snap CFO Tim Stone is leaving after less than a year on the job. Mr. Stone didn't announce plans, but will stay on as finance chief to assist with the search for his successor. This is according to the company's securities filings this week. His departure comes as the Snapchat parent struggles to retain users. Mr. Stone joined Snap in May after roughly 20 years at Amazon. New York and Arlington, Virginia traded billions of dollars in incentives for a shiny new Amazon HQ2, but the arrival of the new corporate headquarters could mean some challenges for the two cities. Case in point, the FDNY is feeling the heat. The fire department is considering reopening a firehouse that was closed 15 years ago, anticipating the tech giant's new Long Island City campus, and fears that it could strain department resources. And the Journal says officials from Amazon are meeting with the department, city planning, and other city agencies, including the FDNY, to figure out how they can help. Take-Two Interactive Software will pay the NBA and its players union as much as $1.1 billion over several years. And not just for fun, this allows Take-Two's 2K Studio to continue making its NBA 2K video game franchise, as well as other NBA-branded games, including smartphone apps. The Journal says it's a window into the steep costs video game makers can face, particularly in securing star power for their sports games. The deal reflects the growing popularity not only of NBA 2K, but the revenue-swelling power of microtransactions, the small digital purchases gamers can make while playing. Coming up, as we hold on to our smartphones longer, the wireless industry is looking for some new niche products. I give you the return of the Razr. Details after this. The Motorola Razr phone is making a comeback. The once popular flip phone is being revived. It will resurrect as a smartphone with a foldable screen and a starting price of roughly $1,500. The phone's maker, Lenovo, is partnering with Verizon in an exclusive deal. And the plan is to start selling new Razr devices in the U.S. as soon as February. However, it is still being tested, so the timing is not yet final. Let's talk about it more. Joining us via Skype on the line in Vegas, she's traveling, is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Krause. Hi, Sarah. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I guess my first question is, we know this is a niche market filler of sorts, but why the Razr in particular? Do we have a sense? Is it the foldable screen buzz and that kind of translates into a flip phone we once knew?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pieces to it, but I think the starting point is it's sort of the sign of the wireless industry trying to find something about a smartphone that is differentiated and has bells and whistles that are compelling to customers that are increasingly happy to just hold on to the iPhone or the Android device that they have and have had for 2 or 3 years. So this is something that both the carriers and the device makers alike are trying to figure out, is how do we either draw in new subscribers or draw in new phone buyers by offering something different. So you have that, but you also have the foldable screen trend that's going on. Samsung is working on one as well. And then just the nostalgia factor of the Razr. It was something that was hugely popular in 2004.
I had a pink
and
one.
I had a silver one. And that was before the iPhone came and sort of changed the game and really launched us into the smartphone era. But I would say that this is both a sort of nostalgia and niche play.
You know, you mentioned, the days of cell phone past. Motorola has tried this before. How did it go? And why does Motorola think it might work now in this new landscape?
I think perhaps the sort of moment in time factor where they, you know, have approval for a patent for a foldable screen. Foldable screens are sort of a new dimension in smartphones and capability. It's a way to marry the sort of beloved vintage Razr form with this new emerging technology of the foldable screen. Again, it is a differentiator at a time when a lot of the smartphones on the market are the sort of candy bar size rectangles. So it's a way to try to blend old and new, I would say. They did try this once before in 2011. It launched a handset called the Droid Razr. But Motorola's market share really over the last decade has declined pretty severely.
Right. And, you know, we talk about buzzwords, whether they're foldable screens or whatever whatever we land on at the moment. One of them happens to be 5G. And as you well know, the 5G hype is very real. You see a lot of the big carriers trying to figure out how they're going to make 5G work for them. I can't imagine that that's not, you know, at play here as well.
Absolutely. So the carriers are all trying to race to roll out their next generation of faster 5G networks. And part of winning that race on the consumer side is having, you know, some of the earliest devices to the market that are compatible with those faster networks. So, you know, the Razr that I wrote about today is part of a roadmap for Verizon that also includes 5G compatible Samsung phone, as well as a clip-on for an existing Motorola phone that would enable 5G service. So carriers are trying to sort of make a product and service game plan that will sort of bring them into the 5G era.
Sarah Krause, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.